That sounds interesting. But you said something that kind of puzzled me. Why would you have a groom trail for snowshoeing? I can see it for marking the trail purpose, but once it gets all packed down, then you don't really need the snowshoe. I guess it depends on how deep the snow is. If you get a lot of snow, even if it's packed down with snowshoes, I guess if you just walk on with plain old boots, you can fall through it. I know I used to live in Utah, and I live down at the base of the Wasatch Mountains, and in the springtime I can swim in the pool, and an hour away I can be in 200 inches of nice powder snow. So, even if the trail's packed down a little bit, if you just got plain boots on, you're up to your hips in no time trying to walk through that snow.